Got a message. Welcome, little one, to planet Earth. I'm your cruise director. There's nothing you cannot be. There's nothing you can't do. There's nothing you can't have. You are a magnificent creator. And you are here by your powerful and deliberate desire to be here. You are here because of your deliberate desire to be here. What a landing party.
Yeah.
Tell me. Go forth and attract life experience to help you decide what you want. And once you have decided what it is you want, give thought only to that. Give thought only to what you want. Most of your time will be spent collecting data. Most of your time will be spent collecting data that will help you decide what it is you want. So all your life you've just been collecting data to help you decide what it is you really want. Everything that's ever happened to you was nothing but the data that you were collecting to help you decide what you want. That's what that last relationship was. So it was a little data you were collecting to help you decide what you want. And when you got through that relationship, you were a little bit more aware of what you wanted. Okay. So, but your real work is to decide what you want and then focus only upon what you want. It is through focusing upon what you want that you will attract it. By focusing upon what you want, you will attract it. By focusing on what you want, you will attract it. That is the process of creating. Chapter that tells me how to get out of here. It's the chapter 5 of the one that tells me how to get out of any problem that I have. It's the one that's telling me how to get out of any kind of fear that I have. It's the one that's, this chapter is the one that's telling us how this one is telling us how to get over to the good stuff that we come into these classes and learn how to do. All right. So let me read to you. Can I read to you a minute?
Sure.
Page 73. Okay, actually, we left off on page 74, paragraph 5. First, I'm going to read it just like it's written, and then I'll show you how it translates itself, so you don't have to figure out what it's saying. The Holy Spirit is the Christ mind, which is aware of the knowledge that lies beyond perception. The Holy Spirit came into being with the separation as a protection, inspiring the atonement principle at the same time. Before this, there was no need for healing, because no one was comfortless in the state that you were in before this. So the voice of the Holy Spirit is the call of the atonement or the restoration of the integrity of the mind. This is a voice that speaks for the restoration of the integrity of your mind. This is the voice that speaks for the restoration of the integrity of your mind. So when the atonement, the restoration of the integrity of your mind is complete, when the restoration of the integrity of your mind is complete, and when the whole sonship is healed, there will be no call to return. But what God creates is eternal. So the Holy Spirit, the voice for the restoration of the integrity of your mind, will remain with you, the sons of God, to bless your creations and to keep your creations in the light of joy. So the Holy Spirit is nothing but the part of your mind that's aware of everything that's happening beyond where you can see. The Holy Spirit is the part of your mind that's aware of everything that's happening beyond your perception. The Holy Spirit is the part of us that's aware of what's going on beyond what we can see. Okay? It's something about just saying it over again together. He says, now, the part of you that can see further than you can see came into being with your separation from God as a protection. The part of you that sees further than you is there for your protection. But before I became afraid, there was no need for me to be healed. Okay? Because no one was comfortless. So, he says, the voice of the Holy Spirit, which he says is the voice for the call to atonement. So what does that mean? There's a voice in you that's calling for the restoration of the integrity of your mind. And so we are getting, we're having a restoration job done. We're having a restoration job done. And the Course is saying what's being restored is the oneness of your mind. The oneness of your mind is being restored. And when the oneness of your mind being restored to you is complete, then everybody's going to be happy, and there will be no cause and return to happiness because you'll be there. So nobody will be trying to get you to love because you'll finally be there. Once the integrity of your mind has been restored. But there's a part of you that can see further than you can and is here for your protection. And that's what the Holy Spirit is. And so the Course says, but everything that the Creator creates is eternal. So if it came from what created us, it lasts forever. So the part of us that knows the truth that we don't know about, it's going to remain with us. And it's going to bless our creations, and it's going to keep on trying to keep our creations in the light of joy. So no matter what you create, there's a part of you that is going to always try to teach you a way to see that in a way that you'll be happy. There's a part of you that will always be trying to make anything you create be something that makes you happy. Yeah, I know. Correct perception makes you giddy, and then it makes you look crazy to everybody around you. Yeah. What's wrong with that lady? There's a weird lady up there. How dare you be happy ahead of time? We're in this class to learn how to be happy. Don't be being happy. No, we're not up to that part yet. We just up to making the call. You know, I'm just up to saying, hey, God, help me. You know what I'm saying? You're already happy. Slow down. Yeah, your happiness is giving me an inferiority complex. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. I know you have, you're happier than me. You learned my lessons better than I have. That's embarrassing. See, this stuff, the Course in Miracles says stuff so good that it makes you blank out. You don't realize you just blanked out because it was just too good. For instance, listen to what it just got through saying. I'm going to say it one more time. Okay. He says, the Holy Spirit is the Christ mind. What's that? The part of me that's aware of what's beyond what I can see. Well, the part of you that came, the part of you that can see further than you came, the part of you that can see better than you can, came as your protection. Because before you forgot the truth, you didn't have no need to be happy because you were happy. You only became unhappy when you forgot the truth. So there's a part of you that's trying to restore you the integrity of your mind. And when the integrity of your mind is complete, you will be healed. You will be happy, and it will last forever. So the part of you that knows what you deserve better than you know what you deserve will remain with you to bless your creations and keep them in the light of joy. Any thoughts about that?
Quick comment on creations. I get hung up on that word. I don't know why. I don't know if it means any outcome of my life or my kids or my things that I have intention about. Does creations just mean anything that comes out of our existence?
With creation, the Course says creation is extension. And that the only thing to extend is love. So our creations are nothing but the extension of the love that created us. So you're just passing it on. But it's the same thing. It's the extension of love. It's the extension. It's the creation. The form then the extension takes is based on your personal desires. Do you see the difference?
So it could be your career, your extension.
Yeah, your career could be a form that your desire and love is taken.
That's right.
And you would see that as the job you loved. Because what happened was you let love come through your job.
Right.
And if the job you was, now this is a trip though, but if the job you was in won't give you enough love, then love is going to get rid of that job. So you can have what you deserve.
Wow.
So sometimes when you're being forced into happiness, you're in deep depression. Because you don't know what's going on. You don't know that just a total limit you had put on yourself had just been blown away. But it was a limit you were so in love with that you wouldn't have given it up if you hadn't just had it suddenly taken away. But it wasn't really taken from you, because the truth is, you know you never wanted the limitations anyway.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? The form, the Course says that once you decide upon the form of what you want, that you lose the understanding of its purpose. And I went, what? He said that once you decide on the form of what you want, you lose the understanding of its purpose, because you will think that that thing is what's going to bring you that happiness. And you forgot that, no, you just wanted to be happy. See, once I decide what my happiness is going to come through, then I forgot the purpose of it. The purpose of me being with you is to be happy, not to just be with you. Isn't that deep? My purpose is not to just be. My purpose is to, be with you happy. Could you imagine someone just being with you happy? I just think that this is doing for 2 seconds. We don't want to do too much. We don't have the medics or nothing off in here. You know what I'm saying? You know, just imagine, just as you are, somebody just accepted you, just looked you. Just with every little wrinkle in place. Every little hood handle is hanging out there. They like it. Yeah. Ooh, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Okay, the Course is telling us the part of us that loves us beyond what we can see is trying to turn everything that we come up with something that will bring us love. I have to be with these. The Course in Miracles says stuff so beautiful that you almost have to say it over and over again before your mind begins to even fathom what you just heard. Okay. Any questions and comments about that before I go to the next paragraph? Is anybody in agreement that they would like to know a part of themselves that was like that existed?
Yes.
Even if they don't believe it. Would you like for it to be true even if you don't believe it? Would you like for this to be true even if you don't believe it?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you like to believe that there's a part of you that's been assigned to see beyond where you can see?
Yes.
And to heal everything you come up with and try to turn it into something that helps you.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, see, that's what sane minds say. So we know we're getting there. Okay. All right, so I'm gonna go to the next part of the script then. If y'all don't have, y'all gonna say nothing then. I'm gonna keep going. I love this sentence. It says, God honored even the miscreations of his children because they had made them. So that's really deep. That's deep. He says, even when you mess up, I'm going to honor your fears because you made them. I'm going to honor your situation because you made it. But I see the situation that you're in, the way you've made it, so I'm going to bless you with a way of thinking. You thought the blessing was going to be a house, but the blessing is going to be a way of thinking. And I'm going to give you a way of thinking that could raise your perception so high that your perceptions can almost reach back to me, love, God. So let me get this straight. We have created the life that we know. And obviously what created us is honoring it, because it still keeps hanging around no matter what we do. So obviously something is honoring your life, even if it's staying the way it always has been.
So I'm not going to mess with your creation. What I'm going to do is give you a way of looking at things that could raise your perception to such a level that you reach back to unlimited consciousness of love. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to honor what you made, but I'm going to give you another way of looking at things that could raise your way of looking at things so high that now you can reach all the way back to the truth. You back to love. You back to your real self again. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it says, the Holy Spirit is the mind of the atonement. See, if you remember the definitions, that can become really awesome. Like I said, the Holy Spirit is the mind of the restoration of the integrity of your mind. You got a mind that's all about restoring the integrity of your mind. So there's a part of your mind that represents a state of mind. There's a part of your mind that represents a state of mind close enough to one-mindedness that transfer to one-mindedness is at last possible because you got a part of your mind that's so close to one-mindedness that transfer to it is possible at last. There's a part of your mind that represents a state of your mind that's close enough to what you really want, so the transfer over to what you really want is at last possible. Now, perception is not knowledge. Just because you see something don't mean you know nothing. Just because you see something don't mean you know nothing. But what you see can be transferred to knowledge. In other words, what you're looking at could be crossed over into knowing it. It might even be more helpful here to use the literal meaning of transferred or carried over, because the last step is taken by God. The last step is going to be taken by God. The last step is going to be taken by the Creator. The Creator is going to do the last step. The Creator is going to do the last step. So, let me get this whole thought down. Okay, God is honoring our life because we made it. But God has blessed us with a way of looking at things that could raise our perception so high that we could come almost back to the truth again. And that is a part of our mind. So we have a part of our mind that's close enough to a state of mind of total oneness that we could finally transfer over into total oneness. We got a part of our mind that's so close to total oneness that we could be transferred over into total oneness today. But I haven't been to deal in the world.
Yeah.
I'm not going back to total oneness before I go to Cherry Creek Mall one more time. You know, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. And this book just told us that. I know you think it's got to be another gazillion years before you're ready to reach the light. And this book said, no, that's not true. Actually, I'd like to inform you today that even though you are not aware of it, there's a part of your mind that you don't know about, granted. This part of your mind is so close to the mind of God that it could just carry you right on over into the mind of God right now. The mind of love. Anybody else feel that? How you feel?
I feel like dancing and screaming, to tell you the truth.
Cool, that's all I want to know is what you feel like.
That's how I feel.
Anybody else? Anybody scared, uneasy?
No.
How you feel?
Warm and fuzzy.
You feel warm and fuzzy? She wants to jump and shout? You know, I feel a little constipated.
I feel hopeful.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I feel full.
Yeah. I know it's like, you know, you come to a course class, like, you know, it's like, God, dog, these concepts are so profound and so simple. But they're arranged in ways we never heard it before. That's what attracts me to it. Let's say it again. He says, this course is saying, okay, we got our life that causes us some fear, right? And the course says, well, that's your miscreations. He says, but what loves you, what created you, is honoring it. That's why it hasn't destroyed it. He said, so, okay. So he said, but what I'm going to do is, I'm going to, so just imagine I'm the Holy Spirit and I'm talking to you. So what I'm going to do, I see what you, Bonnie, I see the kind of life that you've made, and guess what? I'm aware of the life that you're going to have even beyond the one that you've made. But I'm going to honor what you've made. But what I want to do right now, if you're open to it, Bonnie Parker, this evening, if you're open to it, we will raise your perception so high that it comes close to everything you ever wanted so you can be allowed to be carried over into it. And then you go, well, how in the world could that happen? Well, let me tell you, it's going to happen by the part of your mind that you don't know about that's close enough to the kind of mind that can have everything that you could be carried over into it right now.
You don't have to die to get there?
As a matter of fact, I've been told that life is an integral part of being alive. So, yeah, you can't die. You know what? I love what the Course says. I know what you mean. The Course says, check this out. The Course says, to die is not to make a decision. I went, whoa, it's a way to not make the decision. I'll just die. That's my answer. I'll just die. I ain't gonna deal with this. I knew I'm gonna die, so my solution is I'll just die now. Nah. You know, but really, so I really didn't make a decision to live. I didn't really make a decision to live. That's what he's saying, you know. Okay, so that's a whole nother talk.
Yeah,
because I don't know. The older I get, the more death becomes relevant. I don't know why. So, it used to be like this far off idea, death. Oh, I'm immortal. You know, because I got into all this stuff when I was like 23, you know. And so now, you know, I would like to just say those of you who are starting a lot younger, save yourself 28 years by just accepting that it's true today.
Yeah.
Take my advice. You're going to come to this conclusion. Don't have to do it at 55. Not that it's uncool, but it just wasn't necessary since you're going to come to the same conclusion. But then it takes more faith and more power to do it, let's say at 23. You see what I'm saying? You have to be like this unbelievably powerful soul to be at a level of consciousness that you can learn through somebody else's experience at such a young age. Which is the absolute easiest way of all to get the lesson. I was wondering if I could walk through that wall. Now, he tried to walk through the wall and he had got a concussion. Now, that pretty much shows me, since I got a head and he got a head, it looks like we got the same kind of body. It's a good possibility if I try to go walking through the wall, I'll get a concussion too. So I'll just walk through the door. See, I got the lesson without going through the experience by accepting the experience of somebody else who was like me. But if I think I'm so different from everybody, I can't learn from nobody because I don't ever think their experiences apply to me. Because I'm so special. Then you don't get a chance to learn by nobody else's experiences. All you learn by is your own. So you learn all these lessons the hard way. You know, you're like, oh, why my life's so hard? It's because you think you're so different. I was counting on being different. Well, you are. Enjoy. Take it deep. But I'm afraid to be different. But you are. You wanted to be different. Now what your world is requiring is for us to see your specialness. Let me see your special talent. Let me see your special power. Let me see who you really are. You're special. You look special. You look different from me. You got a different name and social security number. Now would you please bring into my life the benefit of your specialness? What is it that your uniqueness is going to do to light my fire? And what is my uniqueness going to do to light your fire? Okay, I see you. Come on, step up. Let me see you. Because you want to be different. Now you got it. Then you meet somebody who can accept your differences, that's encouraging you to express your individuality, and you're totally safe to do it, and you notice you still don't do it. You find it safe to be you. Let me see you. It's at that moment you realize that it's only you that's holding yourself back. Because now you're free, and you still don't do any more than you do than when you were limited. You know what I'm saying? I'm free. Yeah, but you're doing the same thing. You got all this free consciousness through all this spiritual work. What you're doing different? You know, say, wow, Holy Spirit, back off. You know, that's why I talk to the Holy Spirit. I'm not nice to the Holy Spirit. I just test that theory if God is going to do a lightning bolt or not, because I'm straight up with God. So I don't trust nobody that don't have no sense of humor. You know what I mean? So, what this next paragraph is getting ready to do is that it's going to tell you the kind of perception you're going to have when your perception is so close to the perception of God that it could finally transfer over into it. In other words, you're going to be told exactly how you're going to see things when you're seeing them the right way, when you're seeing them the way that's going to bring you all the happiness and love that you desire. Okay, this is the condition of the perception that you'll be in when you have everything you want. This is the condition of the perception you'll be in when it's time for you to have everything you want. This is how you'll be able to recognize when you're in the perception of what could give you everything you want. Okay, here we go. It's a kind of perception in which many elements are like those in the kingdom of heaven, which the Course says is our reality. That our reality is so cool that it's called the kingdom of heaven. That's what the book said. Your reality is so good that it's called the kingdom of heaven. So I'm going to tell you how you will be seeing things when you're in the kingdom of heaven. When you're in the state of mind that you are seeing something in complete joy. This is what would be happening. First, its universality is perfectly clear. That means no one who attains real perception could believe for one instant that sharing it involves anything but gain. In other words, the way that you are looking at things, it is so clear. That means that you know that given the way that you see things won't do anything but benefit people. That's the first quality when you have it. Is that whatever you are seeing, you know that whatever you are seeing is going to be something that benefits everybody. The second thing that's going to happen when you got the kind of perception that's about to give you every single thing you want is that you will be having a perception that is incapable of attack. You'll be looking at things in a way you just couldn't hurt anybody. You'll be looking at things in such a way that you just couldn't attack anybody. When you're about to see things correctly, you're seeing things in such a way that you don't believe that attack would benefit anybody, or being hurt would benefit anybody. So your perception is truly open, because an open mind is nothing but a mind that would never hurt anyone. An open mind is a mind that would not harm. An open mind is a mind that would not harm. That's what an open mind is. It's a mind that doesn't harm. That is an open mind. He says that this means that although your perception does not engender knowledge, in other words, you still don't really know what's going on. But the way you look at things is not an obstruction to knowledge in any way. It's like when you're looking at things correctly, then the way you're looking at it does not block love at all. You're looking at it in a way that doesn't block your abundance at all. You're looking at it in a way that it doesn't block your peace at all. So when you're looking at it correctly, you're looking at it in a way that it can't stop your happiness. Mm-hmm. I want to be looking at things in a way that it can't stop my happiness no matter how I'm looking at it. It can't stop my happiness no matter how I'm looking at it. It can't stop my happiness. That's the way I want to look at it. I want to look at it in a way that no matter how I look at it, it can't stop my happiness. It can't stop my knowledge. It can't stop my health. It can't stop my peace. No matter how I'm looking at it, it can't stop knowledge. It can't obstruct. That's how you can tell when you're about to have the way of seeing things that can easily be transferred into that actually being the way your life is. You're about to be taken from I would love to see that to I am experiencing it. And I'm the welcoming party. And I'm trying to prepare you for that. Because you don't believe in it. But I can see it for you.
Good.
Thank you.
That's the real meaning of X-ray vision. You know, I'm able to see through all the false ideas you have about yourself to the truth in you. That's X-ray vision. It wasn't the kind I was hoping for, but I'd have to do, you know. Okay. Now. I'd much rather see through a body than to see through clothes. Who in the hell said that? Did you hear what came out of my mouth?
Alternative Earl.
That was alternative. That was alternative Earl, wasn't it? I thought he was in there. It's like the other one. Yeah, it was deep. The other one popped through. Yeah, so wow, that felt good too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, that was almost completely genuine.
Almost.
Y'all hang out with me and bring it back to normal quick.
Almost transferred right over there.
Oh, I know. I can feel it, y'all. I can feel it. The ramifications of what we're hearing today is enormous. If there really is a part about man that's already close enough to one madness for God to just slip into happiness, but we don't know about it because it's the part of us that's beyond what we can see, then it is possible that at any time now we could move over into everything we've ever wanted. It could happen like that. If you're looking at it correctly, it's going to point the way beyond the healing that it brings. In other words, your right perception is going to lead your mind beyond your mind's own integration towards the paths of creation. Woo-hoo! So you're going to go beyond your healing. You're going to go beyond your integration. And when you get through with your integration, when the restoration of the integrity of your mind has been completed, you will then start moving toward the creation path. So when you become happy and learn to go beyond the idea of being separate, you come to the path of creation. And when the restoration of your mind has taken place, because you really and truly want to be who you really are, it's at that point that sufficient quantitative change occurs to produce a real qualitative shift you are getting to the point, you told yourself the truth often enough that now you could have a sufficient quantitative change in your mind. There's so many new thoughts in your mind that you're at the point that you could really have a qualitative shift in your mind. You're being prepared for a change in the quality of your mind. That's what this book just said. We are being prepared for a change in the quality of our mind because we are thinking the truth enough to make a quantitative shift. We've gotten to the point we can tip the balance. We can tip the scale, folks. You've given yourself enough truths that you could have a qualitative shift in your mind. Your mind could actually become the truth.
Cool.
If we're excited about that, that's a good thing. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
In contrast to last week.
We're going to die. Last week we haven't
done.
My dear.
Yeah.
Isn't that true? Isn't that awesome? I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I want to remind you one more time about the seminar, Sarah. It's going to be off the hook.
I don't know if I ever signed up.
It's not time to
play,
is it?
No, I just want to pass this around so I can just pass it around so I can find a good idea who's coming. I'm so excited about taking these principles and talking about the best way to approach the whole idea of being separate and being single at any level, and also how you would be able to discern perfectly whether or not you're about to join with someone that is absolutely the right and harmony being, or when you're getting ready to give yourself another lesson in love. It's like, it's really about how do I attract relationships in my life to help me really wake up to who I really am, to really get in touch with my power. Do you know that if you really have a real joining with someone, two things happen? When you have a real joining with somebody, first thing is it feels like everything becomes easier. Okay, if it's the right partner, and this is how you define partner, then when you join with them, you can tell it's the right partner because immediately things become easier and you save each other time. And if you're in a relationship where you're not saving time and it's not becoming easier, you're not engaged in a real relationship. See, that's just the trip, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because that's so easy. Something like that makes it entirely too easy to tell the state of your relationships, and then it gets immediately depressing, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the minute you hear that, oh my God, I don't know anybody like that, that I feel that kind of ease. And so what's happening right now is we're being introduced
to the idea.
We're being introduced to the perception that is the perception we're going to have when we have everything that we want. So, if you're getting ready to share something with somebody and you doubt for an instant that sharing it would involve anything but gain, then you know what you're about to say is not true or real. Because if it's real, you actually believe that everybody who receives it from you will benefit from it. So you feel innocent about everything you say because you only feel guilty when you're saying stuff that's not real. So the mere fact that you feel guilty is your way of knowing that the thought you're thinking isn't true. And I used to think having an open mind meant I could listen to a whole lot of stuff without shooting a person. Right? And the Course is saying, no, an open mind is simply a mind that couldn't attack anybody if it wanted to. An open mind, in other words, I couldn't hurt you. I would not be capable of hurting you. I would not be capable of hurting you if I came from your right mind. I couldn't hurt you. So you wouldn't have to ever worry about being hurt. Because you can't be hurt by something that comes from your right mind. Because nothing that comes from your right mind would attack you. Nothing that comes from your right mind would ever attack you. So you're in a world where nothing is attacking you, but you still don't know what's going on for sure. Okay, so you're getting ready to go into a world where things are not really upsetting you the way that it used to and not attacking you the way it used to, but you still don't know what's going on. All you know is things are getting more peaceful, but you're just particularly feeling smarter than you ever did. He says, that's a state of mind that's not blocking the good stuff, though. You know, you're not going to block your good by not knowing what it is. You're not going to block your good by not knowing what it is. I used to think not knowing what I wanted meant that what I wanted was never going to come to me. And so I was baffled because I was always trying to figure out what I wanted, and I get frustrated.
Yeah.
And the truth is, he says, when you're seeing things correctly, you may not know what's going on, but you're not going to obstruct knowledge. You're not going to obstruct the help. You're not going to obstruct the love in any way. And so that's going to bring you a healing. When you're not blocking what you deserve in any way, that's going to give you a healing. But guess what? After you get healed, that ain't the end of it. It's just like when you cut your leg and it healed. After your leg healed, that wasn't the end of the experience. You still kept moving forward, doing other things, but without the injury. So just because we finally get healed doesn't mean that's the end of the story. He says what happens next is that you're going to be led beyond your own integration. You know, right now I am so integrated. How do I know that I'm integrated? I'm integrated because I'm healed. That's how I know I'm healed. I'm integrated. What does it mean to be integrated? It means that I'm only going to give perceptions that I feel like everybody benefits to this perception. It means that I'm not going to attack anybody. That's pretty much it. I'm going to make the decision today that I want to share perceptions that benefit everybody. And today I want to start having a perception that's incapable of attack and therefore truly open. Today I want to see things in such a way that I don't always know what's going on. Because the truth is, I don't always know what's going on. But I want the fact that I don't always know what's going on, I want that to not stop my good from happening to me in any way. I don't want to let the idea that I don't know what's going on block my happiness in any way. You don't want the idea that you don't know what's going on to block the answer in any way. Is that right? You don't want the idea that I don't know. You don't want that to block the answer in any way, right? So when you're finally to the state of mind that you don't want nothing to block your happiness, when you finally at the state of mind that you don't want anything to block your happiness, when you finally have achieved the state of mind where you don't want anything to block your joy, when you finally reach the state of mind where you don't want anything to cause you pain, when you finally got to the state of mind that you don't want anything to cause you pain, when you finally got to the state of mind that you don't want nothing to cause you pain, by the time you get to this state of mind that you don't want pain in any form, when you get to that state of mind, you are now ready to go towards the paths of creation. Because we won't be allowed to create if we want anything bad to happen to ourselves. As long as you want anything bad to happen to yourself, you will not be creative. Because the creative energy will not allow itself to be used for your pain. So your creative power comes back right on the other side of letting yourself be healed. And the way you let yourself heal is just to recognize your oneness with one other man. Just recognize your oneness with just one other man. Recognize your oneness with just one other man and become glad about it, and you will heal. I got a song that I want to play at the end that is a test for everybody. Got a little pop quiz, Earl style. Okay. Let's see a little. So, we're going to do the offering. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you. Yes, I know. Think about how hard it is to be told that there's a part of me that can see beyond me. There's one job in the universe is to make sure whatever I come up with ends up making me happy. That's hard to hear, man. And it's good, but see, to me, it's like, woo, that's good to hear. Because that opens up the possibility that no matter what you believe today, you could have pleasant, incredible surprises beyond anything you think you've made. Okay. There's a song that I heard on this Praise and Inspiration radio network. And it's like, it was by this group that was called Kids. And they were singing this song about Jesus. And when I heard the level of sincerity that they were singing at, I experienced a healing that just brought tears to my eyes. It was because regardless of whether I looked at Jesus the way they looked at Jesus, or whether or not I believed in Jesus or didn't believe in Jesus, that they were blessing me with their total and complete devotion and sincerity. And I was feeling their sincerity instead of being focused on what they were sincere about. Then I got the gift of their sincerity. regardless of what they believed or regardless of what I believed. And it just filled me up with so much love that it just tears just shot out of my eyes. It was incredible. So I want to play this song. And while I'm playing this song, take one. Pass it back. Yeah, just take one and pass as quick as you can, so we, because I'm going to try to get everybody out on time. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Yeah, I want y'all to follow. I just want y'all to flow with me on this, and let's see if we can just, if we can have an experience. But at a certain time, I'm going to start reading this, and whoever wants to, I'd like you to read it with me, okay? So we're going to see right now if we can, if we would be willing to recognize our oneness and become glad about it. But it's like, it was so cool, and I just started listening to this music from the perspective of the sincerity of the people that were singing it, and I had a totally different experience of music beyond anything I'd ever had before. Music without judgment was so much more pleasurable. It was like, wow, that's some good music, because I'm not judging otherwise. Okay. And so I'd like you to just breathe, and when you get a chance, then we'll start saying this together. Who feels like it? I just want you to just close your eyes and just go wherever you want to. Just go wherever you want to. And just check out your feelings, you know. And think about what I was saying today about how the Lord says that Jesus basically is just an elder brother. No one different from us.
Down,
I want you to try to feel their sincerity.
Of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love, at the feet of Jesus, and we cry,
what I want. Most of my time will is the process of creating. Appreciate y'all. Don't you think those kids sound so cool?
Yeah.
I mean, they was like, they were just singing from their little hearts. You know what I'm saying?
Is that a radio station?
Yeah, it was a station I get through Yahoo. But
I could hear. You were getting messages.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear that.
That's
funny.
Is this deep?
Yeah.
Yeah, David.
There's some wonderful carrot cake out in the kitchen that we got this morning. If you'd like to take some home with you, feel free to.
So I hope y'all give permission to the part of you that knows beyond where you can see, permission to make everything turn out cool for you today.
That would be heaven. Right?
That's one form of the cake.
I like that song.